Hey, this is Dr. Leung. Dr. Leung, last name is K-I-N-G. First name is R-Y-A-N. Date of birth is December 7, 2023. Next to a date of birth is May 16, 1997. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury in December 2019 in Saudi Arabia. Patient tells me that he was working on a plane. A patient was inside a plane. Lying down. As he stood up, he hit the top of the head on a sharp metal object. Immediately caused bleeding on his scalp. A patient becomes confused, disoriented. Patient have a severe headache. A patient does not remember much that day. However, denies any loss of consciousness. Needed to go to the medical to get the staples in the head. He tells me that there was no hospital in Saudi Arabia for him. Next paragraph. Since the event, the patient has severe headache. He has ringing in the ears. Patient has anxiety, depression, difficulty concentrate. Difficulty focus. Dizziness all the time. Lack of sleep. Loss of significant short-term memory deficit. Patient is currently active duty in the Air Force. Patient's duty is to load planes and load cargoes into the plane. Patient tells me that his headaches are significantly affecting his ability to do his work. It's affecting his concentration, his difficulty to focus. The dizziness also affecting him to do his job as loading a cargo into the plane. Patient is dizzy a lot. Patient's memory deficits also affecting him. He would forget his job duty and task duties. This marks as an adaptation. Next patient, last name is a D.A. H-L-B-E-R-G. First name is a G-E-R-A-L-D. Date of visit is December 7, 2023. Date of birth is June 22, 1964. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that in 1986, patient was in the Montana Air Force Base, in Great Falls, Montana. It was an Air Force Base. Patient tells me that he was working. Suddenly there was a gas pipe explosion at the base. A patient tells me that immediately lost of consciousness. He was comatose for 3 weeks. But he does not remember for 3 weeks because he was comatose. When he woke up, a patient had a severe headache, a confusion, and disorientation. That tells me that there was no brain surgery. Next paragraph. Patient also tells me that he was in another traumatic brain injury during a motorcycle accident in June of 1981. Patient tells me that he was not wearing a helmet at that time. Patient also tells me that he was in a second motorcycle accident collision where he was wearing a helmet. That was in September of 1982. Patient tells me that both times he was hospitalized at Methodist Hospital. Next paragraph. Patient tells me since the event, patient has significant difficulty with headaches. Patient tells me that he has sleep problems. He tells me that when he wakes up, he feels like he was still dreaming. He tells me that he's in a dream state when he wakes up. Patient also has significant fear symptoms. He has anger issues. He has depression. Patient tells me there's constant tinnitus in the ears. He hears constant hissing sound in the ears. And also ringing the ears bilaterally. Next paragraph. Patient's currently retired. He's not working. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that in 1986, patient was in an Air Force base, at Great Falls, Montana. First up, there was a gas pipe explosion at the base. The first up, a patient was immediately knocked out of consciousness. The first up, he tells me that he was in a coma for 3 weeks. And first up, when he woke up, the common patient was confused and disoriented. The first up, the patient tells me that there was no brain surgery. First up, since the event, the common patient has significant ringing in the ears, the common tinnitus in the ears, headaches, constant hissing in the ears, a feeling of depression and anger. First up, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury from the gas explosion with the coma for 3 weeks. First up, this marks the notification.